You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors or publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Hi, I'm Dave Capper, and welcome to this podcast of articles from Consumer Reports Magazine, combined September and October 2025 editions, a presentation of Airs LA. Our first article today comes from the Features section. Great coffee starts here. From the best brands at the supermarket to the top coffee makers, here's everything you need to make a cup that's truly worth waking up for, by Sharon Lau. There's nothing quite like that first cup, deliciously hot or refreshingly cold. Rich, a little bitter, and somehow energizingly relaxing at the same time. Most Americans seem to agree. We drink 516 million cups per day, according to the National Coffee Association. But lately, this simple daily pleasure has become a little more complicated. What is a flat white, anyway? And expensive. The price of a pound of coffee has nearly doubled in the past 5 years. It's not uncommon to pay $15 to $20 per bag at the grocery store, and specialty coffees can cost even more. To help you make every pricey bean count and still find a brew that suits your palate, we turn to the experts for advice on choosing, brewing, and ordering coffee. CR's professional tasters also sampled a variety of pre-ground coffees to assess their quality and flavor. The results? We found some delicious options available at reasonable prices, as little as $8 for a 12-ounce bag. First, some good health news. Before we get into how to find great beans and brew a better cup, let's talk about a big payoff from a daily coffee habit. It may help you live longer. Coffee is high in antioxidants, especially chlorogenic acids, that may protect against harmful inflammation and help with blood sugar regulation, says Marilyn Cornelis, Ph.D., a coffee researcher and an associate professor of preventive medicine at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine in Chicago. Multiple studies show that coffee drinkers have a lower risk of heart disease, type 2 diabetes, liver disease, and certain cancers. How you take your coffee, and the amount you drink, do make a difference. Recently, Tufts University researchers found that people who drank 1 to 3 cups a day, black or with just a little sugar, and or a bit of milk or cream, were 14% less likely to have died from any cause during the study's 9 to 11 year follow-up than those who didn't drink coffee. But adding more than half a teaspoon of sugar, 5 tablespoons of 2% milk, or 1 tablespoon of light cream, or half and half, per 8 ounces of coffee, cancels the protective effects. You often hear about the downside of caffeine. It keeps you awake and makes you jittery or anxious, but not all of its effects are negative. It can increase focus, reduce fatigue, boost your mood, and may even improve memory. But how much is too much? In general, the Food and Drug Administration says that 400 milligrams a day is fine for most people. Keep in mind that different types of coffee can have different caffeine amounts. It depends on the type of bean, the roast, light roast tend to have more, the brewing method, and other factors. For example, a 12-ounce cup of drip-brewed coffee has 144 milligrams of caffeine, according to the Department of Agriculture. At Starbucks, 12 ounces has 236 to 293 milligrams. Either way, that means you shouldn't drink more than 2 to 3 cups per day, assuming coffee is your only source of caffeine, and less if you feel jittery afterward. If you have trouble sleeping, have your cup early in the day. How to shop for coffee. Maybe you shouldn't judge a book by its cover, but you should judge a coffee by its bag. Here's how to identify high-quality beans with a flavor you'll love. Know your beans. There are 2 main kinds of coffee beans. Robusta is stronger and more bitter with a bigger caffeine punch. Arabica has a smoother, sweeter, and more balanced flavor, though those beans are harder to grow and are usually pricier. People usually prefer to sip Arabica coffees, while Robusta beans are often used for instant coffee and espresso. Consider the origin. Where the beans are grown is known as the origin. Coffees can be single origin, meaning the beans are all from one country, like Ethiopia or Colombia, or one region, or even a single farm, or a blend of beans from different places. Both have their charms. The flavors of single-origin coffees are defined by the places they originated, says William Murray, CEO and president of the National Coffee Association. In general, Ethiopian coffee is delicate and aromatic. Kenyan is full body and acidic. And Brazilian has nutty chocolate notes. Colombia and Costa Rica have different growing regions with distinct flavors. But Colombian beans tend to be fruity and citrusy, while Costa Rican beans are known for their bright acidity. But altitude, weather, and other conditions affect the flavor of the beans. So not every coffee from a particular country will taste the same. You might even find that the same single origin beans from the same company can taste different from time to time. Blends are crafted to produce a specific flavor. The taste varies depending on who's doing the blending, but they're more similar from batch to batch. The great thing about blends is that they can be both unique and consistent flavor profiles, Murray says. Whole bean or ground. Pre-ground coffee is convenient and tends to brew consistent tasting cup. But buying whole beans and grinding them the night before brewing will intensify the coffee's flavor and aroma, said Scott Rao, a coffee consultant and author of the Professional Barista's Handbook. That's because you're limiting its exposure to air. This is especially key for espresso because the beans are ground more finely. Choose your roast. Coffee beans are roasted in different ways to produce specific flavors. You'll see terms like light, dark, French, and Italian on coffee packages. Light roast tend to produce a bright-tasting, light-bodied cup, Rao says, and often have citrusy or floral undertones. Dark roast may be for you if you like dark chocolate, hoppy beer, or licorice. The longer roasting time brings out the bean's bitterness in a good way. Dark roast coffee is strong, rich, and full-bodied, and you'll often get chocolate, toasty, nutty, or plummy, deep berry flavors. Some may taste smoky. Tip. French roast and Italian roast are just other way of saying dark roast. French tends to be subtly sweeter, while Italian can be more intense and smoky. Medium roast, as the name suggests, are between light and dark. They're very popular in the U.S., Murray says, but the flavors can be the hardest to generalize about. We saw in our own tasting, although the coffees were all labeled medium roast, our tasters found they ranged from light to very dark. While knowing the basic differences between roasting styles can help direct you to the flavor you'll enjoy, these terms aren't standardized. For instance, I think Starbucks light, blonde, roast tastes kind of dark compared to other brands, Rao says. So you may have to experiment with the brands and roast to find a coffee you'll love. It's also worth reading the taste descriptions on the packages. Look for the flavors that appeal most to you, whether that's nutty, fruity, chocolatey, or a combo. But don't pay much attention to phrases like morning blend, private reserve, or winter warmer, because those are marketing jargon. Check for freshness. Oxygen, heat, light, and moisture can degrade a coffee flavor. Dark roasts tend to age poorly because their oils oxidize quickly and can taste rancid, Rao says. Light roasts can last longer. Most packages have a sell-by date. Some will also display the date the beans were roasted, and the closer you are to that date, the better. For bags with valves, squeeze them to get a whiff of the air inside. Avoid anything that smells musty or rancid. Store it right. Buying a big bag of coffee can save you money, but it can also become stale before you finish it. The solution? Split the coffee into smaller weekly portion packets. Keep one in an airtight container, wrap the others tightly in Ziploc top bags, and freeze them separately. They'll last for 3 to 4 months, Rao says. Defrost a packet each week, then transfer it to the airtight container. Sip smarter. Coffee drinks defined. Standing at the coffee shop counter can come with a flash of anxiety. What's the difference between a macchiato and an Americano? And what does nitro brew mean? Here's a cheat sheet. Espresso, coffee, steam milk, foam, water. Espresso. Italian for expressed or pressed out is made by forcing hot water through tightly packed grounds. Strong and a bit bitter, espresso has a layer of crema, a brown froth from the coffee's natural oils and carbon dioxide. Latte. A creamier, larger version of cappuccino, lattes have one part espresso, two parts steamed milk, and a thin layer of foam on top. It's common for baristas to create patterns in the foam as they pour. Ristretto. This is an espresso made with about half as much water, thus the word restricted in Italian. A ristretto has a concentrated flavor, but because the water goes through the grounds faster, it's smoother and less bitter. Flat white. Invented in Australia or New Zealand, flat whites are made with a single or double shot of espresso topped with a thick layer of steamed milk. The name refers to the fact that there's no foam, or very little. Cafe Macchiato. Italian for stained. A macchiato is an espresso with just a spot of steamed milk foam on top. It's a good choice if you want a little sweetness to soften the bitterness of an espresso. Americano. A nod to America's love of brewed coffee. Americanos are watered-down espressos, 1 to 3 parts hot water to 1 part espresso. It's meant to be enjoyed black or sometimes with a splash of milk. Cappuccino. Italians drink this espresso topped with an equal amount of steamed milk and foam only in the morning. The custom stems from the belief that milk is hard to digest later in the day, but you can have one anytime. Cold brew. This is made by steeping grounds in room temperature or cold water. It's smoother and less bitter than drip coffee. It can be served iced or heated. Nitro brews are infused with nitrogen gas for a frothier texture. What's the caffeine count? Ounce per ounce. Espresso has more caffeine, but a shot of it is just 1 ounce, a lot less than in a cup of coffee. Espresso may give you more of a jolt, though, because you generally drink it in 1 or 2 sips, while you may linger over a bigger cup of coffee. Espresso, 63 milligrams caffeine per ounce. Coffee, 144 milligrams in a 12-ounce cup. CR's experts did a blind test of medium roast coffee blends from supermarkets and specialty brands. We chose pre-ground blends because they're popular and convenient. 3 well-known brands were available only as whole beans, so that's what we used. Our experts tasted 3 samples of each coffee black so they could easily detect the differences and identify flaws like sourness or mustiness that milk or sugar might mask. We looked for a balance of bitterness, acidity, and sweetness. Bitterness gives coffee complexity and depth. Acidity makes it taste bright, lively. Coffee's natural sweetness rounds out the flavor. We also assess the body, light, medium, or full, which refers to how weighty the brew feels in your mouth as you sip it. What's best is a personal preference. Here are the top-rated coffees and 2 to skip because they tasted burnt and too bitter. Overall score 89 for the Intelligentsia House Blend. $18 for 12 ounces or $24 per pound. A light-bodied, bright-tasting coffee that's great for those who love it black. It has a little bitterness and big citrus flavors. Counterculture Big Trouble, 87 overall score. $19 for 12 ounces or $25.33 per pound. This delicate-tasting blend is lightly-bodied and has mild fruit and floral flavors with just a touch of bitterness. Is sold only as whole beans. Tim Horton's Original Blend, overall score, 86. $8 for 12 ounces, $10.67 per pound. A great complex flavored coffee is full-bodied with chocolatey and nutty flavors characteristic of a dark roast, but without too much bitterness. Partners Coffee Roasters Flatiron, 84 overall score. $18 for 12 ounces, or $24 per pound. A mild, flavored brew with delicate fruit and sweet caramel flavors. It's slightly bitter and has very little astringency. Irving Farms 71 House. $17 for 10.5 ounces, $25.90 per pound. Overall score, 83. This complex-tasting, medium-bodied coffee is crisp and bright with flavors of grapefruit and berries and subtle bitter notes. Cafe Grumpy Momentum. $18 for 12 ounces, $24 per pound. 81 overall score. CR's tasters describe this medium-bodied coffee as vibrant and very intense. Its bright citrus flavors really pop and has a hint of toastiness and moderate bitterness. Blue Bottle Balanced, $15 for 12 ounces, $20 per pound. 80 overall score. This coffee is fairly complex with slight berry flavors, but the bitterness was overpowering in some samples. It sold only as whole beans. Stumptown Coffee Roasters Hairbender, $18 for 12 ounces, $24 per pound. Overall score, 79. Our tasters noted citrus, floral, and caramel flavors, but one sample tasted a bit woody and burnt. Duncan Original Blend, $9 for 12 ounces, $12 per pound. 78 overall score. A light-bodied, mild coffee with lingering fragrant fruit flavors and a toasted note, but one sample tasted slightly burnt. Dave's Coffee Spray Rock, $17 for 12 ounces, $22.67 per pound, overall score 76. This medium dark roast is complex with slight citrus and berry flavors and mild bitterness. Some samples tasted woody and vegetal. Illy Classico Ground Drip, $15 for 8.8 ounces or $27.27 per pound, 73 overall score. A good bet for dark roast lovers. This coffee is strong and full body with subtle chocolate and caramel flavors, offset nicely by moderate bitterness. Kicking Horse Three Sisters, 71 overall score, $14 for 10 ounces, $22.40 per pound. Our tasters noted smoky flavors that are more common in dark roast, but the sweet, fruity, and chocolate undertones come through and give the coffee more of a well-rounded taste. Lavazza House Blend Perfetto, $12 for 12 ounces, $16 per pound, 70 overall score. A middle-of-the-road coffee with slight fruit and caramel flavors. It's good, but a slight sharpness and astringency kept it from rating higher. New England Coffee Break Fast Blend, $9 for 12 ounces or $12 per pound. This light-bodied coffee had nice aromatics. Our tasters thought it made a good cup, although it tasted a little past its prime. One sample tasted slightly burnt. Whole Foods Market Continental Blend, overall score 68. $13 for 12 ounces. $17.33 per pound. The quality of the samples varied. Some were nicely balanced with citrus and berry flavors, but others tasted slightly burnt or sour. La Colombo Niza, 67 overall score. $16 for 12 ounces, $21.33 per pound. This dark roast had a decent balance of acidity and bitterness, but slightly fruity, chocolatey, and nutty flavors. But it needed more sweetness to offset the harsh tones. Pete's Coffee Big Bang, $22 for 16 ounces, $22 per pound, 67 overall score. A strong, full-bodied dark roast coffee with chocolate and nutty flavors that tasted slightly smoky and burnt. Skip these bitter brews. Kirkland Signature Costco House Blend, $20 for 40 ounces, $8 per pound. Overall score, 40. Maxwell House Blend, $15 for 24.5 ounces, $9.80 per pound. Overall score, 39. Our next article is Brew It Yourself. There are a lot of great ways to make coffee at home. The right type of machine for you depends on how many cups you drink. What's more important, convenience or the ability to customize your brew and your budget. Here are a few of the top models in our ratings. Automatic drip machines. These work by heating water you add to a reservoir, running it through the grounds inside the machine, and dripping coffee into a carafe. Simple to use, they're the best choice for making multiple cups at once. These two models are programmable and have a permanent mesh wire filter and an indicator light to tell you when it's time to clean them. Top choice, RW Flame 14 cup programmable, 84 overall score, easy to use. Calphalon 14 cup programmable, 81 overall score. Pod coffee makers. Pod machines heat water and push it through a small packet filled with grounds, depositing coffee directly into your mug. They're convenient if you drink just a single cup or an espresso-style shot and need less cleanup than drip makers. Top choice, Nespresso Essenza Mini, $180, overall score, 88. Excellent multitasker, Cafe K Cafe Smart, $200, overall score, 81. Cold brew makers. Cold brew is made by pouring cold or room temperature water over grounds and letting it sit before straining. Manual brewers take 12 to 24 hours, but there are rapid versions, such as the OXO, that can take as little as 5 minutes. Top manual brewer, Primula Burke Cold Brew Coffee Maker, $18. Overall score, 78. Speedy, tasty results, OXO Rapid Brewer, $29. Espresso machines. An espresso machine forces pressurized hot water through finely ground coffee that's been packed in a short filter, a metal cup with a handle. But most have a built-in steam wand to froth milk, allowing you to create lattes and cappuccinos too. Top choice, Breville Bambino Plus, $495. Less pricey pick, the Longhi ECP 3630, $200. Two handy extras. A sturdy travel mug is an on-the-go essential, and a milk frother helps you make cafe-style drinks without an espresso machine. Milk frother. You can make velvety hot or cold froth from dairy or plant milks with this gadget. Nespresso Aerocino 4 Milk Frother, $119. Travel mug. This top-rated mug keeps drinks hot for 13.5 hours and cold for 7.5 hours without ice. Nojirushi SM-SD48BC, 16 ounces, $29, 94 overall score.